Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Tyree Gray joins us. He is the president of the Nevada Mining Association, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Tyree Gray. He is president of the Nevada Mining Association. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Such a pleasure to be here with you, and thank you for the invitation. Frankly, being on Nevada Newsmakers is quite the rite of passage, and so when you receive the phone call, there's always a little bit of like, wow, maybe I've made it. So thank you, Sam. I appreciate you for having me on.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, sir. Thank you. So let's start out with the legislative special sessions and your thoughts on the discussions about increases potentially to mining taxes.
Yeah, you know, Sam, always happy to speak about that. Frankly, the two special sessions, as you know, there were a couple of bills that passed in the first session, that being the prepayment bill, SB3. And the industry was consulted about that. The prepayment is something that the industry has done twice before, and the industry was frankly happy to do again. But you mean prepayment does not come without a bit of a lift. There are some of us who may be able to maybe prepay our obligations or prepay per se our rent for a year. And frankly, even if we have that in our account, that's probably going to change the way in which we do business. And so that was a bit of a lift, particularly on some of our smaller operators in order to volunteer to do, but in order to make sure that the state has additional revenue in order to get through these tough times, we felt that, as an industry, that that was important. But we also saw some bills that frankly could be categorized as, some people will say they're a tax, but I mean, again, we see them as bills that maybe we could have had more discussions about. In the first session, again, we had AB4, which was a bill to eliminate a percentage of the computations, frequently referred to as deductions. And then in the second session, we saw three separate joint resolutions, one from the Senate and two from the Assembly. And all of those targeted how the net proceeds calculations go. AJR1 and SJR1 would have changed the net proceeds to a gross tax. And frankly, no business in our state is taxed on the gross. No business really, frankly, in the federal system is taxed on the gross. So that becomes very difficult to justify. And then we saw, and those bills would have amounted to about a 385% increase on taxes. And regardless of party lines, I think 385%, most people could agree that that's unconscionable. And then AJR2 really would have increased taxes by about 140%. And again, I think that most people would probably say that that's unreasonable. But when you're looking at 385%, 140 actually almost starts to sound reasonable, which is concerning. But you know, the industry is happy to be at the table to talk about taxes. In fact, these are conversations that began even before COVID-19 was known. The industry had engaged conversations with the Sisolak administration, also had been in contact with Democratic leadership in both houses. So the industry was surprised by the method of these conversations, the manner of these conversations, because the industry has frankly been asking what can we do and how can we be helpful. And unfortunately, there hasn't been as much conversation going into those special sessions. But now we're starting to have a lot more of those conversations as we look to 2021.
With the state needing money and not having a lot of avenues to raise money, and with the state of mining, as it always is, when the economy is in a bad place, then the price of gold goes up. And so therefore people look at that number and go, okay, well, they're making X amount of dollars per ounce of gold. So therefore they're a prime industry to go after. But the reality is that under normal circumstances with a normal economy, the price of gold is not nearly that high. And so were you surprised that this was done in a special session to really hasten the ability of the legislature to push this through potentially in the next session?
Yeah, you know, again, had we have had conversations about it, I think that the industry might have been able to, again, COVID-19, start from the very beginning. COVID-19 is something that nobody expected. This is very different than the 2008 crisis, very different than 2001 and economic downturns that we've seen before, frankly. But in these times, what is required is good policy and communication. And frankly, there was no communication about this. And I think that's really what kind of stunned the industry. Again, being countercyclical, the great thing to being countercyclical is that when others are struggling, the industry is able to help the state get through tougher times. This is not the ability that every state has, if you will, because not every state has a robust mining industry that can help them through these tough times. And so what we've seen, at least in the past, is that we've been able to help cut down some of the recovery period and frankly help defray some of the cuts that the legislature would have to make, because we have an industry like mining that during the downturn actually has greater tax revenues, which can then help the state through these tough times. So frankly, you know, it's easy to point at mining. It's easy to point at mining, particularly when the price of gold is down. But as you mentioned yourself, when we saw the rise back in 2009, 2010, that rise was then followed by a steep drop of nearly 40-45% in the next 2 years, where we saw, frankly, some of our operators go into care and maintenance, others nearly file for bankruptcy. And there was no discussion during that time of alleviating any tax burden to try to help the industry to stay afloat and alive. So it becomes a little bit difficult to see an increased tax burden when the industry is rebounding a little bit.
One of the things that it concerns me is when you look at the smaller mines. I mean, the bigger mines, you know, are going to have their battles with the legislature and work things out. But it's the exploration side of things and the startup of mining where you see places like Pumpkin Hollow, the copper mine at Yerington. If you saw this vast increase in taxes, would that take a project like Pumpkin Hollow off the map because it just doesn't pencil out anymore?
Yes, frankly, to be direct, yes. Again, what we've seen from our internal numbers, and then also we've had some the numbers ran by Applied Analysis, the AJR1 and SJR1 would frankly create an immediate decline in the industry of about 30%. And that would mean 11,000 jobs, $900 million in direct revenue payment, multiple billions of dollars in investment that would go away overnight. And when you talk about the smaller communities, that's really where the impact is, frankly. That's where the negativity would be. Again, I won't name members, but there's some of the members of the association that, frankly, would be able to ride through it. They would change their operations a bit. Frankly, probably we'd see some staff reductions at those operations as well, but they would probably be able to ride the storm. But when you look at the entire supply chain of the mining community, which is what the Nevada Mining Association covers, from our exploration community all the way through our remediation community, sometimes we have members who are as small as one person, and we have members who are as large as 8,000 folks. And so it's important to make sure that legislation is balanced to protect the small operators, the small explorers, the small contractors, and not just be focused only at large members, and frankly, being focused at one mineral. Again, we skirt around it a lot, but really, a lot of times people are thinking about gold mining. People do not think about the other 20 minerals that we mine here within the state that are important to everyday life.
Is there any discussion of, say, for example, having some kind of split role? For example, with property taxes, you have residential property taxes and you have business property taxes. They're supposed to be taxed at the same rate. They're not, which, of course, some would say, including me, that that's unconstitutional. But in terms of mining, has there been any discussion on above a certain level of revenue that there will be a certain tax level and a below a certain level? For example, places like Pumpkin Hollow, the smaller mines that are in the beginning stages, that they would get a lower tax rate.
Yes, that's a great thing about having the ability to create statutory change. Currently, right now, NRS 362 is what governs mining taxes, or taxes on minerals, if you will. And there's the ability within that statute to create some level of, if you don't hit a particular dollar figure, that your tax could be lower, or whatever the case it is. And again, kind of going back to your earlier question, that's why when we have beforehand, when we think of kind of joint resolutions and these types of changes, that's why it was meant to be done in regular sessions, right? You have 120 days to discuss these, frankly, very nuanced policies, and you have two of them. So 220-day sessions is the way in which I believe that the framers of the Constitution, and frankly, the framers of the amendments that we have made along the way, intended for our joint resolution process to work, so that the change to the Constitution would be slow, it would be measured, and it would have the ability for us to have true conversation. Again, our special sessions, I think we combined for 17 days, roughly, I believe, but 17 days versus 120 days, or if you think about it from the true weight of that, which 100 and 240 days of actual in session, but all the out of session time, in which, you know, that's really where the majority of the work happens, is in meetings and stakeholder meetings, having conversations, people being able to evaluate their businesses and go to the drawing board, come back with proposals, and have measured conversation. And all of that has really is not happening because of this escalated timetable that we see ourselves on at the moment.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about lithium after this timeout.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company, with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino. All new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tyree Gray. He is president of the Nevada Mining Association. So lithium, obviously a big deal for, the car industry, the battery industry, you name it. And Nevada has two locations now. One is Thacker Pass, which is up near Winnemucca. That looks to me like it has the ability to really change the face of Winnemucca for a long time to come. Would you agree?
Most definitely. So lithium is exciting, right? Lithium has been mined here in Nevada for nearly 50 years, I believe. And lithium has had many uses along the way, but recently lithium has become known for battery usage. And it really is our ability. Lithium presents Nevada, but also the United States, with an ability to reduce its dependence on foreign lithium production and manufacture. And it is really, really the way, it is a way in which we'll get to our green technology and our green future. Mining and our green future go hand in hand, right? In order to have solar panels, in order to have battery storage, in order to have Teslas, electric vehicles, we have to mine those components. And so the issue is making sure that we do so in a responsible way, in a sustainable way. And I believe that no place else does it better than Nevada.
All right, so let's talk about then the Ioneer project, which is near Tonopah, which has been in the news because they discovered Team's buckwheat. Actually, Team's buckwheat has been around a long time, but it was discovered by an environmental group who are saying that they want to work with the mine, and they're not against the mine, but it would seem that everything they are doing is to attempt to stop that mine from going forward. Does the association have a position on this?
So the association always supports responsible mining and development, but you mean frankly, we are part of the environmental community as well. I think it's important that at the outset, we recognize that there are some that will want to define mining by what happened in the 1880s. Not only has mining come a long way since the 1880s, we as a society have come a long way since the 1880s. And frankly, the mining community has come a long way since the 1980s. I think it's important. 2020 marks the 50-year anniversary of the EPA. And a lot of people don't think about that. I'm in my 40s, and so I've always grown up with the EPA in place. But the truth is, the EPA wasn't always there. And the way in which we go about mining today is very different than the way in which we went about mining during the 70s, 80s, and frankly, into the 90s. And so when you look at a project like Ioneer, the question becomes whether or not we can have productive use of this site and also have conservation of the Thames buckwheat. The association recently had a conversation with the Center for Biological Diversity. Patrick Donnelly and I hopped on the phone and we chatted, and it was just a get to know you meeting. But I always say, I've been married for 12 years. My wife and I don't agree on everything, but the one thing that keeps us together is communication. And so frankly, there's a need to make sure that the industry, the association, is communicating with those who might appear not to be in support of mining projects, to find out what it is that they're not in support of and see if there are ways in which we can remediate those concerns. And I believe that that's what Ioneer is attempting to do. My hope is that they will have a successful resolution. But the truth is, it is a complicated situation that they find themselves in.
You know, and, you know, from an environmental perspective, you know, if you go back to biblical days, you know, Noah knew there was going to be a flood. And his job was to save everything that was on the planet. And so he marched everything in two by two. Here you have thousands of plants. UNR is working to be able to make sure that, you know, this plant continues to live. You know, it just seems that the Patrick Donnelly and the Center for Biological Diversity, even though they say they would like to come up with a compromise, is doing everything they possibly can to put roadblocks in the way of this mine.
Yeah, no, I think Ioneer, along with UNR, they've done wonderful work in order to try to figure out ways to conserve the plant, find, frankly, ways to be able to store the plant and to use it to put it back on the property after mining activities, to see if the plant will grow in other places, see if the plant is growing in other places. Frankly, there's a bit of an elephant in the room. I think there was an article probably a couple of weeks ago where 40% of the plant has disappeared due to rodent use. And I mean, there are some people who pointed to the mining industry and said, oh, you guys were out removing the plant, when, I mean, that's been proven to be false. And, you know, frankly, again, to go back to your biblical reference, it's we do have an obligation, frankly, as people to protect endangered species and endangered plants. Sometimes we do that by putting endangered species into zoos. Other times we do that by putting them into greenhouses and different things like that. But I think that if we are creative, we're only constrained by our imagination. If we are creative, I believe that there is a pathway forward for Ioneer to exist and for the team's buckwheat to outlive the both of us and our children and grandchildren.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with more with Tyree Gray after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York. And because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tyree Gray, who's the president of the Nevada Mining Association. So I just want to go back for a minute to the lawsuits that are coming out of rural Nevada towards what occurred at the special session. Where do you think these things are going? Because, you know, when we're in a state where GOED's mission, along with the governor's, is now to get higher paying jobs into the Silver State. This is an industry that already pays some of the highest wages in the state. And rural Nevada is very concerned that this could end up going away if this legislation passes.
Yeah, well, you know, I am an attorney, so I cannot provide legal advice here today. But I will say that I believe that, again, what we see is some concern, frankly. Again, we talked about it earlier, 385% or 140%. All of those are numbers that have to be, frankly, scary. And in AJR1 and SJR1, the removal from the Constitution, the ability for the counties to collect the ad valorem rate. Again, I think it's important to recognize that the net proceeds is a property tax. It's a property tax of what the value of the mineral is in the hands of the extractor. And I could take 20 minutes trying to explain to you what that means. But frankly, the truth is that the rural communities are concerned. Again, mining industry is one of the greatest helps to the state's social safety net. And when I say that, people look at me like I have three heads. But when you compare our rural areas' dependence on state programs to our sister states, you will see that our reliance on state programs in the rural areas are much lower. And that has a direct correlation to the fact that we have a robust mining community that that employs directly 15,000 people, indirectly another 30,000 people, and pays wages in the $90,000 range, which regardless of whether you're in a rural community or urban community, that is a wonderful wage. So again, we'll see how those lawsuits work out. It is unfortunate that we find ourselves in this space when I think a lot of this could have been saved by just having conversation.
All right. And we will continue our conversation, sir, because it's a pleasure having you on the program. We're out of time today, but come back soon.
Thank you. We'll do.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety, too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.